What's up, man? Alright, guys. This here is ultimate proof that Islam was right about women. So, I'm here on searchtruth.com. We're looking over the hadith, which is what the Prophet Muhammad taught his people. We are in Sahih Bukhari. The belief section, which is chapter 2, I guess. So let's go down to the saying about woman. And let's see, who are the characteristics of 4? Or a second, is it up here or was it down here? You know, guys, I'm actually reading the hadith again. I haven't read them in years. I actually read all the hadiths. You have to remember, guys, this is like thousands and thousands of teachings. Most of them are repetitive because they had multiple narrators. So believe it or not, guys, I read these by the thousands. A couple of years ago. I'm going over them now because of all this Andrew Tate bullshit out there. You don't know what type of falsehood they're gonna be saying. So I gotta brush up on the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad and the Quran as well. Because again, guys, you need to understand is that there's gonna be a major attack on Islam through misinformation, and this Andrew Tate person, he's gonna be the one spearheading it. Anyways, so here is the saying about woman that the Prophet Muhammad said, and I'm gonna read it out loud to you. You guys can see it here for yourself. And it says, the Prophet said, I was shown the hellfire and that the majority of its dwellers were women who were ungrateful. It was asked, do they believe in Allah? He replied, they are ungrateful to their husband and are ungrateful for the favors and the good done to them. Guys, I hate it when the author puts stuff in parentheses. When the author puts stuff in parentheses, that's his own thought, okay? They do that in the Quran too. There's nothing more I hate than an author injecting his own thought into what either God or the Prophet said. I know they're trying to help. They're trying to clarify. But the vast majority of people don't know that. They're gonna think that's part of the verse or part of the saying. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that this is something that the author thinks of. And again, 99 out of 100 times, it's not a bad. It's, you know, they're trying to help, you know. But I don't like that, man. I want to know what God and his prophets say. I don't care what your opinion is. I mean, you're more than welcome to like have a footnote in the bottom and say, well, this is what I think, or you know, put like you know how when you read something like a contract or a promotion and then they have like a star at the end of it and your job is to look down to find what the star says, you know, kind of like when somebody says, hey, win a free prize. And then there's a star at the end. And if you go below, it's the star will say, you know, one per customer or something like that. So for you guys out there who read the Quran, the Hadith in English like I do, even though I can understand Arabic, it's a lot easier for me to do English. When you see stuff being said in parentheses, it's not what God or the Prophet said, it's the author's personal opinion. And again, 99 out of 100 times they're trying to be helpful, but I just don't like it. Anyway, so they are ungrateful to their husbands and are ungrateful for the favors and the goods done to them. if you have always been good to one of them and then she sees something in you, she will say, I have never received any good from you. Alright guys, this was said about 1400 years ago. So the whole meme that Islam was right about woman, it's right here in front of us. You cannot dispute it. In fact, I'm gonna refresh this one more time, because I know Coach Bitch Bill is gonna get up all up in my comment section and say, oh no, Omar is photoshopping this stuff. So there you go guys, I'm gonna reload it one more time. See, search truth, Sahih Bukhari is a book, and this is chapter 2, okay, verse 20, not verse, this is not a verse, okay, this is a teaching or a hadith, number 28. So what you guys either gotta understand, man, is that a lot of women out there, man, they're going to hell, okay? Especially nowadays when women see hayat ad-dunya, when women see glitz and glamour, you know, this saying is more true now than it was during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, because during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, they didn't have social media, they didn't have they didn't have jets. So people back then didn't see what other people had. You know, you take my ex, for example. The bitch wanted to fly first class, Dubai, just enjoy life, hayat ad-dunya, the glitz and glamour of this world. And that's exactly what these women want, man. I mean, they wanted it 1,400 years ago. They want it even now. They want it now even more. So yeah, Islam was 100% right about woman. And this is even more proof that Islam is the solution. Like TFM said, even TFM is coming to this conclusion. And the thing that makes Islam the solution, you know, Christianity, Judaism has it, is that Christianity and Judaism has been bastardized, especially Christianity. Judaism is kind of crude if you think about it, you know. The religions came at a different type, at a different time for humanity. So the religion that worked for the Jews 3,500 years ago was not gonna work for the Muslims from 1,500 years ago. And this is what you guys gather. You gotta understand, man. Religion is fluid. It has to adapt to the current social climate you are in. Now, of course, I'm not telling anybody out there to go drink alcohol or borrow money on interest or anything like that. I mean, these are hard no-nos. But when it comes to social interactions, I mean, your worst enemy now, guys, is the woman. You know, the woman is your worst enemy, okay? And because the woman is your worst enemy, I mean, imagine getting into a relationship and then she wakes up one day and says, I'm bored, I don't love you anymore, I want a divorce. Guys, I know women in our Muslim community that divorced their husbands because some other guy on Facebook was a little bit cuter. I mean, this is where we are in 2023, where women have no problem destroying their kids' lives simply because the guy she's talking to on social media happens to be a little bit taller, a little bit cuter, a little bit richer than her husband. So you really can't roll the dice with modern women, okay? You have way too much to lose. And again, with the vast majority of women out there going to hell, what does that tell you? I mean, whether you sleep with a prostitute or you sleep with your wife, at the end of the day, they're both going to hell, you know? In fact, I would venture to say that the prostitute has a better chance of going to Jannah, aka heaven, than the woman, than the wife. Let me say that one more time. I would reckon to say that the prostitute has a better chance of going to heaven than your wife, you know. And the reason behind it is that at least a prostitute is gonna treat you good and be honest and be grateful that you're using her services, and she's aware of what she's doing, you know. See, this is the thing you guys need to understand, man. And when it comes to religion, you need to be aware of what you are doing, okay? Now, when I go to the brothel in Medellin, or I have a one-night stand with some hoe, I don't even know her name, is that haram? Yeah, of course it's haram, duh. It's just that this is a time where we live in where, hey man, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. See, you guys out there, you can't tell a man, sorry bro, either you get married or no pussy for you. You can't do that, you know. I know a lot of Muslims out there, especially the Muslim sales on YouTube, they want to tell young men to go out there and get married. It's like, come on, man. First of all, the hijabis are riding the cock carousel. They're getting flown out. And the ones that aren't, their hypergamy is so high because, you know, they're not dirty, dirty charmutas that they need a multi-billionaire to wife them up. You know, the vast majority of Muslim guys out there, they're not going to get married. This is a Nagasaki, Hiroshima, black pill truth of the matter. Vast majority of Muslim guys out there, they're not going to get married. You know, at our mosque, we have a lot of young men. Why? Because they're not hot enough. They're not rich enough. Therefore, they have absolutely zero value to women. If you ain't Chad, if you ain't rich, what the hell is a woman gonna do with you, you know? You know, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, you can marry by knowing one verse from the Quran. And when I get to that part, you know, again, I'm reading the hadith all over again. So I'm just at the beginning, you know, I'm like maybe 50, 60 hadith in. There's like thousands of them. But when I get to that part, I'll be making a video about that verse. About that hadith, about that teaching when I get there. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys out there is that your wife is going to go to hell and the prostitute is going to go to hell, with the prostitute being more than likely not going to hell because A, she treats you good, and B, she's aware of what she's doing. You know, a lot of women out there, they're not aware of what they're doing. And, you know, believe it or not, guys, this here hadith, this what you see here, guys, this is the reason why I wouldn't get married again. And this is the reason why I can't let you go, why I cannot tell you guys to go out there and get married, you know. All these Muslim cell YouTubers who tell you, brother, get married, brother. It's like, it says right here, the vast majority of women are going to go to the hellfire. It's like, you want somebody like that to be your companion? Come on, man. So, in closing, all I have to say, guys, is that, especially for you young Muslim guys out there, don't let these mullahs bully you or brainwash you into getting married. You're not gonna win, guys. I mean, again, unless you're Chad or ultra wealthy, you have no value for any woman, to be honest with you. So if you guys have to go out and pay to play, it is what it is. You guys need to understand, man, we can live without the Bugatti, we can live without the doctor degree, but telling a man, sorry bro, you have to meet Allah as a virgin, sorry, yeah, that's not gonna cut it, guys. I'm sorry. I know male nature. I'm a male, okay? You can't tell a dude, sorry, bro, no pussy for you until you get married. It's like, well, first of all, the women are horrible. I mean, in all good honesty, you can't tell a young man to get married because these women are horrible. And even if you are a good-looking dude or a rich dude, eventually she's gonna get bored. You know, look at Tom Brady. His wife got bored and she hopped on another man's dick. That's all there is to it, guys. So even if you have looks, even if you have money, and assuming your wife isn't fugly, it will only be a matter of time before she hops on some other dude's dick. Even though the other dude may be inferior to you in every way possible, you know, she just got bored, guys. You know, she got bored and she's like, oh, well, I feel out of love with you. It's like, nah, bitch, you just want that butterfly feeling again. So you're going to go out, find some random dude you met on the internet and say, hey, that's going to be my husband now. And you're going to do that over and over and over again. That's because, again, it says right there, these women are ungrateful, you know? That's why the vast majority of women are going to hell. It's because they are ungrateful to their husbands. It's not because these women don't believe in God. You see, you guys need to understand, man. Women are intellectually and morally deficient, okay? Women do not have a direct connection with God, okay? Woman goes through man by proxy, okay? God leads the man leads the woman. With a lot of these women being ungrateful to men, men cannot lead woman. If men cannot lead woman, well, guess where the woman is gonna go? She's gonna go in the hellfire. So this is why, you know, I'm saying, you know, you're probably better off with a prostitute than you are with a wife nowadays. And, you know, that's very, very sad. Very, very sad. I mean, I can't tell you guys out there in good faith to get married, okay? Because a lot of these people who get married, they get divorced after half a year. You know, I got divorced in less than a month. And when I realized that the ex was not what she claimed to be, I was like, let me get the hell out of here, you know? And the thing you guys need to understand is that when you get married and divorced, you don't get married again. You know, a woman will get married again just to spite her ex-husband. Guys, the number of Muslim women here in our local community who divorce their husbands and then a couple of weeks later, they're already marrying some other random dude that they probably haven't even met in person yet. They're doing that just to slight their ex-husband. I mean, think about me, guys. I mean, the woman I slept with, the one-night stands, the prostitutes, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I don't have to worry about her destroying the children. I don't have to worry about her divorce raping me. I don't have to worry about her trying to steal my shit or fucking slash my car's tires. This is what you guys need to understand. You are more at peace with a prostitute than you are with a wife. And that's extremely, extremely sad. So at the end of the day, guys, I get it. You know, you as a man, you simply cannot just, you know, X sex out and say, well, I'm either going to get married or I'm never going to have pussy. You as a man cannot do that. And we are going to go back to the time where we're going to have a harem, okay? A harem is pretty much a side hoe with benefits, okay? See, the thing you guys need to understand about Islam is, as long as you take care of a woman, that's really all that matters, you know? That's the whole point of marriage, like I said before, is to make sure the bitch doesn't die on the side of the street, you know? So whether you, I mean, really, does it make a difference if you take care of a woman, you know, wearing a wedding ring, or if you take care of a woman by having a verbal agreement with her? Does it really matter if you think about it? So we're going back to those days, guys. We're going back to the days of Pharaoh. We're going back to the days of King David, of powerful men having a harem. So you guys out there listening to this, you know, look good, make a lot of money, because we're going to go back to the day where women are going to be with the alpha male. Vast majority of guys out there, you're going to be totally, utterly oblivious, invisible to woman, or to woman. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you the next one. Peace.